morning what we're going to talk about a little bit is insurance, but before we get to that point, or why do we say that? Which, Lisa, you get the opportunity to show your intelligence.
Oh, no. No, that's good. I can handle it.
This is a pretty basic one. Canter. Where do we get the word canter, meaning a loping trot?
Canter.
Any
where
idea?
Do we get? Oh, where do we get the word?
Yeah. What's the origin of that? Any idea?
The word can.
Okay. It's a shortening of Canterbury. The pilgrims on their way to the tomb of Thomas Becket in Canterbury rode at this speed, and so gave us the name for the gate.
Interesting.
A little bit of history mixed in.
Good to know.
What is the biggest misnomer or frustration point, I guess, that you have about wins about insurance?
About insurance, I think the biggest would be liability coverage. That's what I'm most concerned about for my clients.
Regular guy.
Get some insurance online.
Still needs liability.
Oh, absolutely. I think so.
How come?
So a regular guy with a home and a job.
Yeah.
Works hard.
Yeah,
they get in a car accident and they lose everything if they don't have enough coverage.
Okay. So you're talking about just total coverage, not... I heard liability. I'm thinking more of the business application or the definition of like slander and libel and things
like that. Oh, gotcha. No, I'm talking about,
I was thinking, oh, geez, maybe on the internet. You know, these guys and gals that do the blog sites or they do their various reviews and commentaries about these various businesses.
Yeah.
If they unload it on somebody, that there might be some liability associated with
that. There could be. But I'm referring more to you just driving in your car. You know, you hit somebody, they sue you for lost wages, pain and suffering, medical expenses, and you only are carrying the state minimum in California, which is $1,530. Yeah. So, you know, that company, that insurance company that's insuring you, if there's one person in the car, they're only going to pay up to $15,000 for those expenses. And that attorney representing that person is going to go after you for the rest, which could be your home. It could be your wages, whatever assets that you may have, rental properties. So that's always the first thing I'm going to ask when meeting with a client. What are your assets? I'm going to do exactly what an attorney does. What do you own?
Just to get a relative profile of what's going on.
I'm going to look at net worth, and then I'm going to make a determination on how much coverage you need.
So most younger folks, post-teenage.
Right.
But not married yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No kids yet. And we go in that order around here. How do they kind of determine, is like $1 million kind of like, okay, fine. Yeah, let's do that just because we're not sure.
I think that you would want to be responsible. You know, 1530, to give you an example, this law or these limits were established in 1967. I don't know about you, but my parents' first house was $20,000. So $30,000 would be enough, right?
No, I'm just trying to think 67. Yeah,
1967, so that was 51 years ago.
I was not really thinking about insurance then. It was more like learning how to read.
Yeah, totally. Right. So, you know, so that was applicable then. But now if you're looking at homes in Humboldt County that are run, you know, around $300,000, $250,000 is probably an average home here, then you would want to make sure that your liability coverage would match that so that if you were in an accident.
Now, what about some of these really large settlements that you hear some jurors doing?
Right.
A lot of times there's extenuating circumstances associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, if you've been popped two or three times already for drunk driving and then you take somebody out and you're driving without a license or suspended license, you don't deserve to see the light of day for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different ballgame. But for some of these folks, I don't think that a lot of times we think of worst case scenario.
Right,
it's
yeah.
more like, okay, how do I hold my breath and scoot by? Same thing with like house. Let's go back to that $250,000 because that's kind of a round figure.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody has a house that is a value of $250,000, okay, is there a rule of thumb? Is it dollar for dollar on the insurance? Is it half? Is it replacement value? How do you kind of get a generalized idea?
You're going to look at market value because that's what the attorney's going to look at. So they're going to say, you know, what is that home worth? You know, what are your assets worth? So you're going to...
So just for regular old house insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Or homeowners insurance.
Well, homeowners insurance isn't based on market value. Homeowners insurance is based on replacement costs. So what does it cost to replace the house? What's the contractor going to cost, the nails, you know, the building materials?
That's a toughie. I mean, I know talking to some of the folks that have got some larger projects planned, like the gym at the Eureka High and some of this stuff, that cost of materials has gone up through the roof since the fires, and you can't get anybody locally to do it because they're all going down. So
to make
that
money.
Escalator, how do you keep abreast of that and keep your sanity so you're not spending all your time doing this, but having your numbers fly around every 6 months?
Well, what happens on your homeowner's insurance is, with State Farm anyway, is that annually we're looking at the builder's index, and we're looking to see what percentage those building costs are going up. And then across the board, we're increasing your homeowner's insurance. Because just think, if you bought your home in, you know, 20 years ago, we're not still, you know, going to assess the replacement costs on 20 years building costs. So every year that's gone up a percentage. So
is that
in addition
like close to
that,
cost of living?
Yes, very similar.
Okay.
Similar, you know, they're just kind of saying, okay, what's inflation looking like? And then here in Humboldt County, we usually estimate around $200 to $250 a square foot is what contractors are saying the cost is to replace a home here. Locally. So it just depends on, you know, how custom it is, where it's located, that type of thing. Does that make sense?
$250 a foot. Yeah. No, I'm thinking of some new construction where those numbers come in at. Certainly replacement is a little trickier.
Standard would be $175 to $200. Yeah. Yeah. More customs, $200 to $250.
Okay. Yeah, depending on what the materials are.
Yeah.
And what your dreams are.
Exactly.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
It's sounding like Christmas all over Easy Radio 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM. It's all your favorite Christmas music all the time. Christmas music is yours 24 hours a day on 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM. Bing, The Carpenters, America, and more contemporary singers like Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Michael Bublé, and others. It's our kind of Christmas music on Easy Radio 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM, the Christmas station. Tell your friends.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with State Farm agent Lisa Freier about insurance in general. Lisa, insurance is one of those things I think that a lot of us project.
Absolutely.
That's what mom and dad have. Oh, that's what the big guys have. Now, you've already said something about, you know, minimum car insurance isn't necessarily going to be what you need if you either you get silly or you're not paying attention.
Right.
We kind of touched into homeowners insurance also a tad.
Are
there things that people overlook? Contents, renter's insurance, things of that nature that, yeah, this should be part of the total if you take the time to think about it.
Right.
And I think that's probably the critical thing, taking the time to
consider
and to think about. Yeah. So is there just kind of like a basic rule of thumb for contents?
For contents, well, luckily, most insurance companies will insure your contents about at 90% of what the dwelling's insured at. So most insurance companies kind of take care of that for you. So you're not having
to... built into it?
It is, yeah. So it makes it a little bit easier at State Farm anyway, we do. Just that way that we know that we're covering enough. But with that said, I'm glad you brought it up because I think it's important for people to know what they do have in the event there's a loss. Because if there is one, you're going to have to itemize a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, the EPD and the various police folks who come in always are talking serial numbers, take pictures.
Exactly, yeah.
Don't keep the pictures in the house. So if it burns down, you've got it somewhere else.
So this is kind of this is what I tell my clients. After Christmas, every year, just make it a habit to walk around your phone with walk around your house with your cell phone. Because my thought is, if your house burns to the ground, hopefully you're not in it, and you probably will have your phone. So there you go. You've got that information. So just walk around the house. After Christmas, you've usually got some new things. take pictures, video, and then that way if you do have a claim, then you do have a starting point.
Make sure everybody's smiling when you come by.
Yep. I mean, you can, yeah, you can, you know, take the pictures, upload them to the cloud and all that stuff, but no one does it.
Yeah.
So, you know, worst case, at least you've got it on your phone. So that's my recommendation. And then the other thing is just liability-wise, you know, you've got liability in your car, which is the most risky. That's what we're most worried about. You're going to hit somebody. But what if you hire somebody to work at your home and they get hurt?
Well, they better have workers' comp before we hire them, right?
You got it. Oh, my gosh, have you been talking to?
Unless it's like the neighborhood kid or somebody who's walking their dog and for some unknown reason they decide to walk on your lawn.
Yeah.
And get hurt.
And trip on your, yes.
Yeah, I mean, those are the types of things that are a little bit different.
They're a little bit different, but let's even go back to the contractor for a moment. So you hit it on the head. You know, I hire a contractor to work on my house, and he hires the neighbor boy to help. Okay, that's not okay because I want to make sure that that contractor's paying workers' comp for that neighbor boy if they're going to be there a certain length of time. And then I also want to go over just another scenario that could be helpful to your viewers. Let's say that you hire someone to wash your windows and they bring a ladder and they wash their windows. They're not licensed. I don't even know if you can get licensed for window washing. But anyhow, they get up on
Depends on what state. I know in Oregon you have to.
You do? Interesting. Good to know.
Along with landscaping and water systems.
That's where they get their
different.
Money.
It's different. Yeah.
So let's say that that guy, you know, climbs up on his ladder and he falls off the ladder. That's his problem. If you lent him your ladder, that could be your problem. So don't lend them things to work on your house.
As
tempting
being
as it is.
Being a nice guy doesn't necessarily
pay. So that's an important thing, you know. And then the other thing that I would recommend too is, you know, a lot of times the liability coverage on our house is $100,000. Let's just give that as an example, which may not be enough based on your income or your assets. So there's another thing called an umbrella. Are you familiar with umbrellas?
Oh, yeah. Well, your bundling is, I think, the cute thing that now the cell phone guys and the cable guys do. But
well, it's bundling.
Multiple lines of insurance all bought together through the same carrier, and you get the equivalent of a volume discount.
Well, the umbrella, though, is more than that because what the umbrella offers minimum $1 million worth of liability. So remember how I talked about it, how important liability is, because at the end of the day, you know, if I'm 40, 50 years old, I've worked hard all my life to accumulate these things. I don't want them taken from me because of a car accident, right? Or somebody tripping and falling in my house. So you can put into place what's called an umbrella, which is $1 million worth of coverage that covers you when you're in your car. It covers you when you're at your house. It covers you if you have rentals and you have tenants that,
if you're in business,
heaven forbid, do something. And so that $1 million or more, a lot of people will do 1, 2, 3, or 4 million, will cover you all over the world. So let's say that, do you like to golf?
No.
Okay. Well, I do. No.
I learned early where a slice is better in the kitchen than it is on the course.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's say that I'm golfing and I've got some coverage. I'm not going to lie.
You're not going to put it through somebody's window here, are you?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm going to hit you in the head, though. And you go down and you sue me. And that umbrella would kick in. So that would be covering you anywhere in the world for some type of action other than criminal.
So insurance isn't specific to the country where you have the
Not
policy?
Always. Not always, yeah. Okay. Not on the umbrella. So if you were, let's say, in South Africa, and from what I hear, sometimes they will run out in front of you because they know there could be a deep pocket, then that umbrella would kick in.
So if you're a traveler, that's something to check
into. It is
into
something
also.
To think about. I think anytime you have assets over $1 million, you want to definitely have one.
What about if you are a collector? There's a lot of stamp collectors, antique collectors, furniture collectors, I mean, all kinds of art, all that kind of stuff. Should those have special attention?
They should. Yes, there is another policy very similar to the umbrella as far as it follows you all over the world is a personal articles policy. So let's say, just because I'm female and of course I like diamonds, right? let's say that I've got a really expensive diamond ring that I want to insure. I could get a personal articles policy on that. If I lose it, if it's stolen, then it's covered. Anywhere
probably
in the world.
Yes, it's one of those really, really, really big ones. But then,
I don't
have
one.
They probably have their own insurance agent that knows that kind of stuff.
There you go.
Instead of some goofball like me. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're talking shop this morning with Lisa Fryer.
That's right.
Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, American Ag Credit, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Lisa, the concept of the extraordinary, the act of God, if you will. Okay, mm-hmm. We've got them here. They're called earthquakes and floods, windstorms every once in a while, down trees, power lines, all that kind of stuff. Are those insurable events, or are those things that are kind of taken off the table because, yeah, it's predictable, but no, it's really nothing that we can really insure against?
Right. Yeah. Well, there's certain ones, like you mentioned, earthquake. So earth movement wouldn't be covered under your traditional home insurance policy. That's a policy offered through the state of California, the California Earthquake Authority. So that would be separate from your homeowners. In addition to that, earth movement isn't covered. So let's say that you have a house that's sliding off of the hill. Then I don't know of a policy that would cover that, to be honest with you.
Well, I would suspect if you were in that kind of situation, it's probably built on fill.
Yeah.
And that there was some engineering that was done,
exactly.
And the disclosure through the real estate agents and mm-hmm. things of that nature, that there would be some redress unless
possibly.
You bought it knowing and
and you wanted to deal with
what?
It.
Your number's up.
You got
it. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. And then the other one would be flood, which isn't also covered on your traditional homeowner's policy. And that is offered through FEMA, generally. There are a couple of other types of carriers, but we do have a lot of flood insurance needs here in Humboldt. And that policy has changed just over time. They're
so
expensive
kind of
policies.
Also.
It's tough. Yeah, yeah, it's evolved a little bit in terms of the cost. The costs have gone up. There's ways to alleviate some of those costs. If you were to get an elevation certificate, would be helpful. That would kind of
so
allow.
So you're not building on the sand dunes at mean tide.
Yeah, you're not just at ground level. Yeah,
yeah.
you've got maybe a crawl space and, you know, ways for the water to flow underneath the home is helpful. So sometimes those elevation certificates, which are produced by an engineer, can be helpful.
Do you get a lot of folks, or is it, it's probably not fair, is it common when someone is designing a house or having a new home built
mm-hmm.
to come and to talk to the insurance agent and say, okay, is there anything here that you mm-hmm. see that might either jack the price up of the policy or provide a little bit of relief? Here's kind of what we're talking about. What do you think?
Right. You know, we get so many questions, you know, so that can happen occasionally, but more commonly, I would have a realtor call me and say, hey, Lisa, I have a client looking at a home here. What are some of the concerns? You know, some people are concerned about trees. They're concerned about, is it in a flood zone? If it is in a flood zone, can you quote it out for us? Because, you know, insurance plays an important role in, you know, the cost of your house payment every month. So a lot of people have their, you know, home insurance impounded. So a portion of that payment's going toward those policies. So they want to know. I mean, at the end of the day, when you purchase a house, what's the first thing you want to know? You want to know what your payment's going to be for the next 30 years. So what is the insurance going to cost? So flood insurance is big.
So that's mm-hmm. part of the
it
routine.
It is, the formula, yeah.
What are some, with, we've had the fires up north, we've had mm-hmm. the fires east,
mm-hmm.
certainly the big one over in the valley, down south there are fires. How does that get mitigated? I mean, mm-hmm. the policies that are in place, do you have to have a special fire or wind? Or is that kind of just generally covered and there's just been an awful lot of that in the last little bit?
Mm-hmm. Most policies are going to cover, you know, fire, wind, most acts of God except the earthquake and the flood. And then any sudden accidental. So let's say that you wake up in the morning and there's water all over the floor because the pipe broke underneath your dishwasher. So when you're thinking about, you know, what's covered on your homeowner's policy, think sudden accidental, because most of the time those things would be covered. If it's something like a leak in your roof that's been leaking for 6 months, probably not covered because that's delayed maintenance. Yeah.
What about the neighborhood tree that falls and now you've got a duplex?
Is that that's something? Covered? Yeah.
Okay. By covered. By the homeowner's policy.
By
or
your
by the
homeowner's
tree owner's policy.
By your homeowner's policy.
Okay.
So if your neighbor happens to have some trees that you are concerned about or limbs, and you are requesting nicely that they have them trimmed, and they do not, you can send them a letter, dated letter, that would let them know your concerns. And if there was a claim at that point, then you would have pretty much a leg to stand on, because you tried to let them know, you know, I'm really concerned about these trees. So, and that does happen in Humboldt County. You know,
I would think with the redwood trees that are around, and you know, you know, it's never one tree that falls. It's always
multiple, always more. Right? Yeah. But I think, you know, the biggest thing too, and maybe misconception, and with the fires, you talked about the fires all over. The people that I'm most concerned about is the people who don't have insurance, and I mean like renter's insurance. It's you know, so cost effective. It's, you know, our policies are like $110 a year for renter's insurance. And if their, you know, apartment burns down, then we're going to find them a place to live and replace their things.
Now, does that also work if they're broken into?
Yes, there's coverage if they're broken into as well. Yeah.
KINS News and Information Time is 8:43. We'll be
back. Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The new Los Angeles flight is a great success. The planes have been full, so book now for your holiday travel. Don't miss getting a flight home for the holidays. And just in case you haven't heard, we'll have direct flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a couple hours away from the Mile High City whenever you want to go. This makes connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org. Happy holidays.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time, 8:45. We are back. Final segment this morning with Lisa Freier. Lisa, the thought of insurance is something that, you know, nobody, I think, jumps up and down and gets excited that, okay, I'm out of the house now, I can pay for insurance.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
For those
be
that,
real, huh?
Yeah. Moms and dads, or I guess in a lot of cases, grandmas and grandpas, paying for teenage driver's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the demarcations where the relief starts to happen? I know you got a 16-year-old male. Okay. It's it's through the teeth.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But as they age,
then it goes
or
down.
Mature,
mm-hmm.
things start to change. What are those life-defining moments so that if somebody does have one of those policies and something has changed in their life, they might be able to get a little bit of discounting or
right.
relief.
There's all kinds of, you know, variables there and situations, but I can tell you just, you know, usually around 25 for a female, you'll start to see some decrease there on their policies. I think it's like 27 for a male, a little bit longer.
What a shocker.
I know. Yeah. But then you know what? And you may not know this, but the cost of insurance actually goes up again once you get older and you start, you know, hitting 70, 75, 80.
On the
80,
backside of the age spectrum.
On the
yeah.
backside, because, yeah, then your reactions aren't as fast as they were when you were maybe 40 years old or 30 years old. So,
yeah. So, imagine that.
Yep. I mean, at the end of the day, we're just looking at risk, you know. So,
well, now, where do cell phones come into play on this thing? Because you say risk, I think immediately mm-hmm. distracted
right,
or slow reaction.
Driving, uh-huh.
Well, okay, that, boom, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
People talking, people doing all the various things. I would think, just kind of if it was in a laboratory setting,
mm-hmm.
that the insurance, everybody would go up 15 or 20% on the automotive side of things because so many are now distracted
yes.
so regularly that there's just got to be more risk. If you have a cell phone, boom, here it is. Or you have to demonstrate perhaps you only have a landline.
Right, yeah. Well, they don't ask those questions. You know, so far they may in the future. But even, you know, vehicles and all the bells and whistles are distracting too. So, yes, we are all paying for those distractions, absolutely. In addition to just the cost of repairs, you know, the cost of vehicles. I mean, you used to buy a a new pickup for $40,000 and now you're paying $80,000.
You know, me, baby.
I mean, a bumper on a car used to be $300. Now it's, you know, $2,000-$3,000 because it's got a camera in it and sensors and yada yada. So, you know, I'm not gonna lie, insurance, like everything else, has definitely gone up.
What about for the older rigs? Yeah, I had an interesting discussion with some guys I went to school with that are in the auto, auto body biz. And they talk about today's, and then they talk about yesterday's, and then they go back into the 80s and the 70s and the 60s, and it's almost like metal was metal.
Right.
It wasn't plastic. It was easier to do things with, and while they may not be collectible vehicles, they are safer. And sturdier.
Safer?
And it's kind of like,
I don't know,
this is
Brian.
Interesting. Well, you know, if you're surrounded by metal versus surrounded by Bondo.
Right, but we're surrounded by sensors. So I know that when I turn my blinker on, it's going to.
Right, you're
I'm going to get
avoid.
A beak. Yeah. It's going to, yeah, because I know. Or
when you get into that contact sport
exactly.
part of it.
Yeah. And I'm sure that they, you know, accommodate for that. But, you know, we have clients all the time that'll call, they're getting a new car, and, you know, maybe they have a car that's 10 years old. And depending on what they're purchasing, you know, sometimes insurance doesn't go up that awfully much, because if they had their other car, we would have to find the part, which may be challenging, try to match the paint, you know, so a lot of those things that would be difficult to hunt
down.
That's
right, if you're not having the whole car painted.
Right, yeah, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah,
so.
give me the hood only. What?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have sun-faded orange purple?
And how are we going to match that?
Yeah, and the upholstery and some of the interior stuff.
Totally.
Interesting. Are there places you can go for basic primers about insurance? So as you're starting to put together either a household budget, or if you've got a youngster who's going to be going out on their own, either going away to college next year or getting married, somewhere where they can go to kind of get an outline or an overview?
Absolutely. That place is on the corner of Myrtle and West. It's called Lisa Friary.
I stepped into that one. All right, fine. Thanks for coming by, Lisa. See everybody tomorrow.